ballots will soon appear in Coloradans' mailboxes. Due to redistricting, voters may find new candidates, districts and ballot questions on their ballot that didn't apply before. The following is a list of key races and ballot questions explained. Below you will also find links to learn more about the judges with retention questions on the ballot. Key races: Longmont City Council at large candidates. Sean P. McCoy, Gary Hodges, Mitzi Nicoletti. Local stories on at large candidates. At large candidates square off on guns. Homeless Sean McCoy wants to build back housing inventory. McCoy seeks another term on Longmont City Council to declare for at large city council seat. Council candidate decries vagrancy. Transportation woes. Air quality discussions teach residents how to get more involved with climate change. United States Senator Michael Bennett, Democratic. Joe O'D, Republican. T.J. Cole, Unity. Brian Piotr, Libertarian. Frank Atwood, Approval. Voting Party Representative to the 118th United States Congress, District 2. Joe Neguse, Democratic. Marshall Dawson, Republican. Gary L. Nation. No website found. American Constitution. Tim Wolf. No website found. Unity. Steve Urosh, Center. Representative to the 118th United States Congress, District 8. Yadira Caravio, Barbara Kirkmeyer. Richard Ward. No website found. Governor, Lieutenant Governor Heidi Ganahl. Danny Moore, Republican. Jared Polis. Diane Primavera, Democratic. Paul Noel Fiorino. Cynthia Mungs de Aquino. Sirianni. Unity. Danielle Neuschwanger. Daryl Gibbs, American Constitution. Kevin Ruskuski. Michelle Pogue, Libertarian. Secretary of State Pam Anderson, Republican. Jenna Griswold, Democratic. Gary Swing, Unity. Jan Koch. No website found. Approval voting. Amanda Campbell. No website found. American Constitution. Bennett, Rutledge, Libertarian. State Treasurer Dave Young, Democratic. Lang Jaws, Republican. Anthony J. Delgado. No website found. Libertarian Attorney General John Kellner, Republican. Phil Weiser, Democratic. William F. Robinson III, Libertarian. State Board of Education member. At large Kathy Plummer, Democratic. Dan Malwat, Republican. Ryan Van Gundy, Libertarian. Eric Bodenstab, Unity. State Board of Education member. Congressional District 8, Peggy Probst, Rhonda Solis, James K. Tribert. No website found. State Senate District 15, Janice Mallory Markman. Rob Woodard, State Representative. District 10, Junie Joseph. William DiOrio, State Representative. District 11, Karen McCormick, Democratic. Tara Menza, Republican. State Representative. District 12, Tracy Burnett. Anya Kirvan, State Representative. District 19, Dan Woog. Jennifer Parenti. Joe Johnson. No website found. State Representative. District 49, Judith Amabel. Catherine Lair. Daniel Lutz, Regional Transportation District Director. District O. Lynn Gwissinger. Richard Okiefertid. District I. Eric Davidson. No website found. RTD District K. Harvest. Thomas E. Troy Whitmore. Boulder County Commissioner. District 3, Ashley Stolzman. Democratic. Beau Schaefer. No website found. Libertarian. Weld County Commissioner at Large Kevin Ross. Weld County Commissioner. District 2, Scott James. Boulder County Clerk and Recorder Molly Fitzpatrick, Democratic. Weld County Clerk and Recorder Carly S. Copps. Boulder County Treasurer Paul Weissman, Democratic. Boulder County Assessor Cynthia Braddock, Democratic. Weld County Assessor Brenda Duns. Boulder County Sheriff Curtis Johnson, Democratic. Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams. Boulder County Surveyor Lee Staddle, Democratic. Boulder County Coroner Emma R. Hall, Democratic. Weld County Council at Large Jillian K. Smith. Elijah Hatch. Weld County Council District 2, Nancy Texton. Weld County Council District 3, James Welch. Colorado Court of Appeals. The Colorado Court of Appeals is the state's intermediate appellate court, which provides citizens of Colorado with clear, impartial and timely resolutions to appealed orders and judgments provided by law, according to the court's website. Judge Jacqueline Casey Brown, Judge Terry Fox, Judge Christina Finzel Gomez, Judge Matthew D. Grove, Judge Suanna P. Johnson, Judge Lino S. Lipinski de Orlov, Judge Neeti V. Pawar, Judge David H. Yun, District Court Judge. 20th Judicial District Judge Andrew Hartman, Judge Bruce Langer, District Court Judge. 19th Judicial District Judge W. Troy Howes, Judge Julie C. Hoskins, Judge Shannon D. Lyons, Judge Megan Patrice Salibi, Judge Kimberly B. Shutt, Judge Vincent G. Vigil. County Court Judge Boulder, Judge David A. Archuleta, Judge Elizabeth House Moulton Brodsky, Judge Zachary Ilya Malkinson, Judge Christy Alin Martinez. County Court Judge Weld, Judge John J. Briggs, Judge Michelle Meyer, Judge Dana Nichols. Ballot questions. Amendment D. Constitutional ballot language. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning judges of the newly created 23rd Judicial District, and, in connection therewith, directing the governor to designate judges from the 18th Judicial District to serve the remainder of their terms in the 23rd Judicial District and requiring a judge so designated to establish residency within the 23rd Judicial District. Explanation. The 18th Judicial District was comprised of Arapahoe, Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln counties until it was split in 2020 by the Colorado Legislature. The split came, it was determined that the former 18th Judicial District had a population of over 1 million people, which made up almost 20% of Colorado's population. The district was split into what remains the 18th Judicial District, comprised of only Arapahoe County, and the newly formed 23rd Judicial District, which includes Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln counties. This ballot measure would amend the Colorado Constitution to allow the governor to appoint judges from the current 18th Judicial District to the 23rd. It also requires the judges to become residents within the newly formed 23rd District by January 7, 2025. Amendment E, Constitutional, Ballot Language. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the extension of the property tax exemption for qualifying seniors and disabled veterans to the surviving spouse of a United States Armed Forces service member who died in the line of duty or veteran whose death resulted from a service-related injury or disease? Explanation. Currently under the Colorado Constitution, seniors and qualifying disabled veterans and their spouses are eligible to receive a property tax exemption on half of the first $200,000 of their home's actual value. Amendment E is asking voters to extend that eligibility to surviving spouses of veterans who died from a service-related injury or disease and to service members who died in the line of duty. Amendment F. Constitutional, Ballot Language. Shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the conduct of charitable gaming activities, and, in connection therewith, allowing managers and operators to be paid and repealing the required period of a charitable organization's continuous existence before obtaining a charitable gaming license? Explanation. Nonprofits currently have to be in existence for 5 years in order to apply for a bingo or raffle license. This measure would change the waiting period to 3 years. Additionally, it would allow nonprofit organizations to pay the manager of the bingo, raffle game up to minimum wage. Proposition FF. Statutory, Ballot Language. Shall stat taxes be increased $100,727,820 annually by a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes that, to support healthy meals for public school students, increases state taxable income only for individuals who have federal taxable income of $300,000 or more by limiting itemized or standard state income tax deductions to $12,000 for single tax return filers and $16,000 for joint tax return filers, and, in connection therewith, creating the Healthy School Meals for All program to provide free school meals to students in public school. Providing grants for participating schools to purchase Colorado-grown, raised, or processed products, to increase wages or provide stipends for employees who prepare and serve school meals, and to create parent and student advisory committees to provide advice to ensure school meals are healthy and appealing to all students, and creating a program to assist in promoting Colorado food products and preparing school meals using basic nutritious ingredients with minimal reliance on processed products. Explanation. This measure would allow for Colorado schools participating in the National School Lunch Program or Breakfast Program to provide free, healthy breakfasts and lunches to all public school students. The funding from the program would come from an increase in taxes for households that earn more than $300,000 and from federal funds designated for school meals. Proposition GG, Statutory, Ballot Language. Shall there be a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes requiring that the ballot title and fiscal summary for any ballot initiative that increases or decreases state income tax rates include a table showing the average tax change for tax filers in different income categories? Explanation. This measure, if passed, would require that a tax table be included on the ballot if an initiative to change the state income tax rate would appear on the ballot. The table would show tax information including the average income tax paid, should the measure pass, and the difference between the average tax owed before and after the rate change. This information is currently found in the back of the State Ballot Information Booklet, or Blue Book. Proposition 121, Statutory, Ballot Language. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes reducing the state income tax rate from 4.55% to 4.40%? Explanation. This measure was introduced by citizens who gathered enough signatures and would permanently lower the individual and corporate income tax rates from 4.55% to 4.40%. Proposition 122, statutory, ballot language. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes concerning legal regulated access to natural medicine for persons 21 years of age or older, and, in connection therewith, defining natural medicine as certain plants or fungi that affect a person's mental health and are controlled substances under state law. Establishing a natural medicine regulated access program for supervised care, and requiring the Department of Regulatory Agencies to implement the program and comprehensively regulate natural medicine to protect public health and safety, creating an advisory board to advise the department as to the implementation of the program, granting a local government limited authority to regulate the time, place, and manner of providing natural medicine services, allowing limited personal possession, use, and uncompensated sharing of natural medicine, providing specified protections under state law, including criminal and civil immunity, for authorized providers and users of natural medicine, and, in limited circumstances, allowing the retroactive removal and reduction of criminal penalties related to the possession, use, and sale of natural medicine. Explanation. This measure was brought together by a group of citizens who gather the required number of signatures to place the topic on the ballot. If passed, the measure would allow the use of 5 specific types of psychedelic substances to adults 21 years old or older for the treatment of mental health conditions. The measure would also allow for the substances to be used in licensed facilities and accessible in licensed healing facilities. It would also remove the criminal penalties for personal use and possession. It would not allow for the sale of psychedelic drugs for recreational use. Proposition 123, statutory, ballot language. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes concerning statewide funding for additional affordable housing, and, in connection therewith, dedicating state revenues collected from an existing tax of 0.1% on federal taxable income of every individual, estate, trust, and corporation, as defined in law, for affordable housing and exempting the dedicated revenues from the constitutional limitation on state fiscal year spending, allocating 60% of the dedicated revenues to affordable housing financing programs that will reduce rents, purchase land for affordable housing development, and build assets for renters, allocating 40% of the dedicated revenues to programs that support affordable home ownership, serve persons experiencing homelessness, and support local planning capacity, requiring local governments that seek additional affordable housing funding to expedite development approvals for affordable housing projects and commit to increasing the number of affordable housing units by 3% annually, and specifying that the dedicated revenues shall not supplant existing appropriations for affordable housing programs. Explanation. This measure is asking voters to decide if 0.1% of the existing income tax revenues should be allocated to affordable housing programs. This measure will not raise taxes but reallocate money already collected. The measure would also change the TABOR spending limit and will reduce TABOR refunds when state revenue exceeds the spending limit. Proposition 124, statutory, ballot language. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes concerning increasing the number of retail liquor store licenses in which a person may hold an interest, and, in connection therewith, phasing in the increase by allowing up to 8 licenses by December 31, 2026, up to 13 licenses by December 31, 2031, up to 20 licenses by December 31, 2036, and an unlimited number of licenses on or after January 1, 2037. Explanation. Current law states that liquor store owners are only allowed 3 locations per licensee, with a 4th location allowed in 2027. If passed, this measure would gradually increase the number of licenses a liquor store owner can have, enabling them to own an unlimited number of locations on or after January 1, 2037. CO Proposition 125. Sales of alcohol beverages, ballot language. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes concerning the expansion of retail sale of alcohol beverages, and, in connection therewith, establishing a new fermented malt beverage and wine retailer license for off-site consumption to allow grocery stores, convenience stores, and other business establishments licensed to sell fermented malt beverages, such as beer, for off-site consumption to also sell wine, automatically converting such a fermented malt beverage retailer license to the new license, and allowing fermented malt beverage and wine retailer licensees to conduct tastings if approved by the local licensing authority. Explanation. This measure, if passed, would allow grocery stores to sell wine. Proposition 126, statutory, ballot language. Shall there be a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning authorization for the third-party delivery of alcohol beverages, and, in connection therewith, allowing retail establishments licensed to sell alcohol beverages for on-site or off-site consumption to deliver all types of alcohol beverages to a person 21 years of age or older through a third-party delivery service that obtains a delivery service permit, prohibiting the delivery of alcohol beverages to a person who is under 21 years of age, is intoxicated, or fails to provide proof of identification, removing the limit on the percentage of gross sales revenues a licensee may receive from alcohol beverage deliveries, and allowing a technology services company, without obtaining a third-party delivery service permit, to provide software or a digital network application that connects consumers and licensed retailers for the delivery of alcohol beverages. Explanation. This measure, if passed, will allow retailers who sell alcoholic beverages to have them delivered through a third-party delivery service. It would also allow for the permanent takeout and delivery of alcohol from bars and restaurants. Boulder County Ballot Issue 1A. Countywide Wildfire Mitigation Sales and Use Tax and Revenue Change Ballot Language. Shall Boulder County taxes be increased $11 million annually, first full fiscal year dollar increase in 2023, by imposing an additional sales and use tax of 0.10% for the purpose of funding wildfire mitigation efforts, including but not limited to the following: strategic forest and grassland management projects to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire, protect water supplies, and foster resilient ecosystems, community partnerships and programs to help residents prepare for wildfires, create defensible space around homes, make homes more fire-resistant, and provide technical assistance and financial assistance to homeowners, fire mitigation staffing, and other projects to proactively address the increasing risk of climate-driven wildfires, and shall the revenues and the earning on the investment of the proceeds of such tax, regardless of amount, constitute a voter-approved revenue change, all in accordance with Board of County Commissioners Resolution No. 2022-050. Explanation. This question is asking voters if an increase of 0.1% should be added to the countywide sales tax in order to fund efforts to mitigate wildfires proactively. This tax would be permanent. The funds from this tax may be used for planning, design, operations, maintenance and administration of permitted activities. Boulder County Ballot Issue 1B. Emergency Services Sales and Use Tax and Revenue Change Ballot Language. Shall Boulder County taxes be increased $11 million annually, first full fiscal year dollar increase in 2023, by imposing an additional 0.10% countywide sales and use tax, decline to 0.05% after December 31, 2027, for the purpose of funding emergency services in Boulder County, including but not limited to the following: capital, including facilities and equipment, and operational costs of search and rescue organizations, supplemental funding for the needs of fire departments in mountainous and rural areas, ambulance services in areas not covered by municipal or fire district ambulance services, wildland firefighting staffing, and trailhead safety services, and shall the revenues and the earning on the investment of the proceeds of such TUSH, regardless of amount, constitute a voter-approved revenue change, all in accordance with Board of County Commissioners Resolution No. 2022-052. Explanation. Voters are asked whether or not a 0.1% countywide sales and use tax increase should be approved. This tax increase will fund emergency services and the capital needs of the Rocky Mountain Rescue Group. The tax would remain at 0.1% until 2027 and then it would drop to 0.05%. The tax would remain there and become a permanent tax. Boulder County Ballot Issue 1C. Transportation Sales and Use Tax Extension and Revenue Change Ballot Language. With no increase in any county tax, shall the county's existing 0.10% sales and use tax for transportation improvements be extended for the purposes of road and bridge improvements, transportation safety improvements, commuter and recreational bike paths and trails, transit capital improvements and equipment, transit operations and maintenance, transportation demand management, and community mobility programs, and shall the revenues and the earnings on the investment of the proceeds of such tax constitute a voter-approved revenue change, all in accordance with the Board of County Commissioners Resolution No. 2022-048. Explanation: the transportation sales and use tax has been in existence since 2001. The ballot question is asking voters whether or not the 0.01% tax should remain or let it run out when it sunsets on June 30, 2024. The tax funds transportation improvements throughout the county. There is no increase to this tax. City of Longmont Ballot Question 3A. Charter Amendment for Modernization of Conduct of City Business. Ballot language: shall the City of Longmont Home Rule Charter be amended by revising Sections 2.4, 3.3, 3.6, 3.9, 7.1, and 13.7 of the Charter to remove outdated language and allow for modernization of the conduct of city business? Explanation: this question is asking if voters agree, or not, to changes in the city's charter on how business is conducted. These changes include removing language about voting hours and places, as the current language no longer applies to current state statutes. It would allow the mayor to sign non-contract documents electronically and delegate the task to other city officials. The word councilman would be updated to say councilmember. Currently, the first city council meeting post an election is slated for the first Monday in December. The city is asking to change that to the first Tuesday in December to align with its regular schedule of meetings. The ballot question is also asking to allow city employees who reside outside of the city limits the opportunity to participate on retirement and pension boards. Lastly, the new language would allow Longmont City Council to enter into agreements with other government units to develop ordinances for use of buildings, equipment, facilities and goods and services. City of Longmont Ballot Question 3B. Charter Amendment to Prospectively Vacate Elected Office. Ballot language: shall the City of Longmont Home Rule Charter be amended by revising Section 2.8 of the Charter to give elected city officials running for another elected office the option of prospectively vacating their current office to avoid the burden and expense of a subsequent election? Explanation: this ballot question is asking voters to decide whether or not city council members who run for a different office to vacate their present office prospectively, providing notice in writing that they are resigning as soon as the election results are certified. These declarations would need to be made 90 days before the next election and cannot be withdrawn after 91st day. This measure would allow elected officials to resign from their post and prevent the need for a special election. Meanwhile, the soon-to-be-vacated seat would be included in the general election. City of Longmont Ballot Question 3C. Revenue bonds to fund resilient street drain project improvements. Ballot language: without imposing new taxes or increasing existing taxes, shall the City of Longmont be authorized to borrow up to $20 million for the purpose of financing storm drainage system improvements, including but not limited to improvements to the St. Vrain Creek drainage from Sunset Street to Hover Street to protect downstream areas from future flooding? And shall the borrowing be evidenced by bonds, loan agreements, or other financial obligations payable solely from the city's storm drainage enterprise revenues and be issued at one time or in multiple series at a price above, below or equal to the principal amount of such borrowing and with such terms and conditions, including provisions for redemption prior to maturity with or without payment of premium, as the city may determine? Explanation: the City of Longmont is asking voters to allow the city to borrow up to $20 million to finance storm drainage system upgrades, including improvements to the St. Vrain Creek from Sunset Street to Hover Street. This project is the last stage of the Resilient Street Drain Project, which has spent the last decade improving and improving storm drainage systems after the 2013 flood. No new taxes or increases to existing taxes will be required for this project.